This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. Leading House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday, accusing him of abusing his office for personal political gain and obstructing the congressional impeachment inquiry. It was only the fourth time in the 243-year history of the United States that impeachment charges have been brought against an American leader, although Trump's removal from office remains unlikely.
Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler, head of the panel that will first consider the impeachment articles, contended that Mr. Trump sees himself as above the law. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's again told Russia and all other nations to stay out of U.S. elections. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The American intelligence community says Russia interfered on Donald Trump's behalf during the 2016 race. On his first visit to Washington in 2.5 years, top Russian diplomat Sergei Lavrov again called that baseless.
No one has given us this proof because simply it does not exist.
During a joint news conference before coming here to the White House, Pompeo says he made the U.S. position on election interference clear.
It's unacceptable.
Saying the Trump administration will always work to protect election integrity.
Period.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Al-Shabaab militants attacked an upscale Mogadishu hotel on Tuesday, causing an unknown number of casualties. Somali police and security forces have cordoned off the hotel as they attempt to flush out the attackers. For more news, download the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Trump is criticizing FBI Director Christopher Wray one day after the U.S. Justice Department's independent inspector general said it did not uncover any evidence of political partisanship when the FBI started investigating communications between Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in 2016. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, Attorney General William Barr says the meat of the report was on the conduct of the Russia investigation.
It quickly became apparent that it was a travesty, and there were many abuses, and that's by far the most important part of the report.
The Justice Department's Inspector General said in the report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation in 2016 into suspected ties between Trump's election campaign and Russia, saying officials had enough evidence to authorize the inquiry. Top officials from Canada, Mexico, and the United States signed a fresh trade pact on Tuesday. Chrystia Freeland is Canada's Deputy Prime Minister.
The new agreement would need to preserve jobs, foster growth, expand the middle class, and support people working hard to join the middle class. We, together, have accomplished all of that.
The signing ceremony in Mexico City launches what may be the final approval effort for President Trump's 3-year quest to revamp the 1994 North American Free Trade Agreement. New Zealand police say the 8 people still unaccounted for after a volcanic eruption on a small island popular with tourists are likely dead. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
New Zealand police launched an investigation on Tuesday after a volcanic eruption on a tiny island popular with tourists. Operation Commander John Timms also warned the 8 people still missing on White Island are likely dead.
We can never say 100%, but I would strongly suggest that there is no one that has survived on the island.
27 of the 31 people injured suffered severe burns, the government said. Amid fears, some could succumb to those wounds.
That is Reuters' Lucy Fielder. The U.S. government misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war, according to a published report. AP's Mark Gracia has more.
Documents obtained by the Washington Post show ever-changing U.S. strategy and misstatements about the state of the war in Afghanistan across 3 White House administrations. The Post obtained thousands of pages of documents through the Freedom of Information Act and lawsuits. It accessed interviews conducted in a lessons learned project by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The project, known as SIGAR, has produced 7 reports so far. According to the Post, John Sopko, the head of SIGAR, admits the documents show the American people have constantly been lied to.